Hello everyone, 현우 선 here.
Hello everyone, this is 경은 최.
안녕하세요, 선현우입니다.
안녕하세요, 최경은입니다.
And everyone, you're listening to
Talk to me in Korean.
경은.
네.
안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요.
경은 씨, 안녕하세요.
네, 현우 씨, 안녕하세요.
Or 경은 누나, 안녕하세요.
Hey.
You're like 3 months older than me.
진짜요?
You look 2 years older than me, but well, actually today, you don't look as old as usual. What changed about you?
파마했어요.
I see now.
몰랐어요?
I didn't notice it, but I see now. You got a perm on your hair.
네.
I see. Well, everyone, do you want to have a look at a picture of Kyungun's new hairstyle?
별로 안 보고 싶어 할 것 같은데요.
Everyone, if you want to, leave us a comment saying 경은 씨 새로운 헤어스타일 보고 싶어요. And I'll take a picture of her and post it in the comment box.
안 돼요, 안 돼요. 창피해요.
안 돼요? 네. Well, it's up to our listeners. So, 경은.
네.
경은 who looks younger than usual. Today, I heard that we're going to introduce some new expressions.
네, yay!
And these are vocabulary words.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, our listeners can easily look up their dictionaries
mm-hmm.
or an online dictionary and find these words. Why are we introducing these words in our lesson?
왜냐하면 쓰는 거랑 말하는 거랑 다르거든요.
Ah, so because written language and spoken language can be different in Korean.
네, 정말 달라요.
Ah, really different.
네.
So you just threw in that word, 정말, in your sentence. And it 네. is one of the words that we're going to introduce. And yeah, let's look at these words and also look at how these words change when you speak and when you write.
네, 좋아요.
All right. So, 경은, let's go with the word for a little, a bit, or a little bit.
조금, 조금.
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 This word is similar to 소금.
A little bit.
소금 is salt,
uh-huh.
like the salty salt.
네.
And 조금 is a little bit.
조금.
조금. And now let's look at a sample sentence.
네, 예문 봐요.
Yeah. So how do you say it's a little bit expensive?
조금 비싸요.
조금 비싸요.
조금 비싸요.
So you put that 조금 before 비싸요.
네, 조금 비싸요.
It's a little bit expensive?
조금 비싸요.
조금 비싸요. And let's look at another example. And here, 조금 is going to be used as a noun. It can indicate to a certain amount of something. So you can say only a little bit. How do you say only a little bit?
조금만.
Only a little bit.
조금만.
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 And give me only a little bit.
조금만 주세요.
조금만 주세요.
조금만 주세요.
How would you say give me only a little bit of water?
물 조금만 주세요.
물 조금만 주세요.
물 조금만 주세요.
How about give me only a little bit of salt?
소금 조금만 주세요.
소금 조금만 주세요.
네, 소금 조금만 주세요.
Sounds like a tongue twister to me. 소금 조금만 주세요.
소금 조금만 주세요.
Yeah. So those were the sample sentences. And actually, when the word 조금 is pronounced really quickly,
네.
it often becomes
좀.
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 So let's look at these two words together. 조금 and
좀.
조금.
좀.
So people started saying it quickly and it went from 조금, 좀, 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 투, 좀.
네. 좀 비싸요.
좀 비싸요.
좀 비싸요.
좀만 주세요.
좀만 주세요.
좀만 주세요. You just said 좀만.
Yeah.
좀만.
좀만 주세요.
Yeah, actually, 좀 and 좀 are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in, I don't know, more casual situations,
yes.
people say 좀.
And sometimes, you know, girls do that, like, 좀만 주세요.
좀만 주세요.
좀 비싸요.
To sound cuter.
네.
Okay. And I think this change from 조금 to 좀 is interesting. Mm-hmm. But there's one more thing very interesting about this word 조금.
What is it?
Well, in principle, 조금 is supposed to mean a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bit.
네.
But even when you're referring to the meaning of quite or very, you can also use this word 조금.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, it can be a bit confusing at first, but if you think about it, you know, when you say in English, let's say, 경은, how much did your new hairdo cost? How much did the perm cost? And Kyungun wants to say that it cost a lot of money, but she's just saying it ironically. Oh, it cost a bit. You know, it cost some money. A little bit of money.
좀 비싸요.
좀 비싸요.
좀 들었어요.
Yeah, 좀 들었어요. It cost a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what she really means is that it cost a lot.
네.
So it depends on the nuance of the sentence and the way that the person says the sentence. So the sentence
조금 비싸요
can mean it's a little bit expensive, so it means it's not so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also mean it's very expensive.
네.
So, Kyungun, give me that sentence saying it's quite expensive. It's very expensive, but using the word 조금.
좀 비싸요.
좀 비싸요.
좀 비싸요.
Yeah, so it means it's very expensive.
네.
But in principle, in most cases, if you say or hear 조금, it mm-hmm. means a little bit.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah. And the next word we're looking at is
정말.
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 Yeah, 정말 means really, truly.
네.
So how do you say it's quick, it's fast?
빨라요.
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 Yeah, the verb 빠르다 becomes 빨라요. And how do you say it's really fast?
정말 빨라요.
정말 빨라요.
정말 빨라요.
Yeah, how about it's strange?
이상해요.
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 The verb is 이상하다 and here it's 이상해요.
네.
And how do you say it's really strange?
정말 이상해요.
정말 이상해요.
정말 이상해요.
Yeah, 정말 이상해요.
네, 현우 씨 정말 이상해요.
I am strange? I am really strange?
네, 어떻게 머리를 못 알아볼 수가 있어요?
so you're accusing me for not recognizing your new hairdo.
네.
And you're calling me strange.
정말 많이 바뀌었는데 어떻게 못 알아봐요?
Come on, you just changed your hairdo and it's not big of a deal to me.
It changed a lot.
Okay, I mean to me it doesn't
okay.
really...
정말 이상해요.
Well, okay. I don't know what to say. But here, let me get back to the topic and say 정말 is really.
네, 정말.
Yeah. And here, since we're introducing some other words that have the same meaning as the words that we're introducing, I would like to introduce the word
진짜.
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 Yeah, 진짜 has the same meaning as 정말.
네.
But 진짜 is more casual.
네,
than
저는
정말.
진짜라는 말을 진짜 많이 써요.
Oh, you use the word 진짜, 진짜 a lot.
네.
Yeah. 진짜 and 정말.
네, 진짜 빨라요.
진짜 빨라요.
진짜 이상해요.
진짜 이상해요.
네.
So 진짜 빨라요 is the same as
정말 빨라요.
빨라요. And 진짜 이상해요 is
정말 이상해요.
Yeah. And next word is
아주.
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 Very, quite.
아주.
아주. So 아주 means very or quite or yeah.
네.
So how do you say it's delicious.
맛있어요.
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 And how do you say it's very, 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 very delicious?
아주 맛있어요.
아주.
아주 맛있어요.
You have to pronounce that really long there.
네.
아주.
아주 맛있어요.
You cannot say 아주.
Oh, no.
Sounds
it's weird.
Yeah. 아주 맛있어요.
아주 맛있어요.
Or if you just want to say, it's very delicious, in a very, I don't know, you know, matter-of-fact tone, 아주 맛있어요.
아주 맛있어요.
And how do you say, it's far away?
멀어요.
It's far away.
멀어요.
And how do you say, it's very far away?
아주 멀어요.
It's very far.
아주 멀어요.
Yeah, so 아주 is the word for very and quite, but let's go back to the topic of the difference between spoken Korean and written Korean.
Mm-hmm.
경은,
네.
be honest with me. How often in a day do you say, how many times a day do you say 아주?
None.
None? Yeah, exactly. So 아주 is a very common word
mm-hmm.
and you will hear it, you will see it written somewhere very often.
네.
But it's likely that you won't say it at all.
네.
아주, because it's somewhat for the written language only. So rather than saying 아주, what would you say, 경은?
정말.
정말.
진짜.
You will use the word for really.
네.
To mean very.
네.
So for example, how would you change the sentence? 아주 맛있어요.
정말 맛있어요.
Oh, so you're saying it's really delicious.
네.
But you mean the same thing as it's very delicious. And how about 아주 멀어요?
진짜 멀어요.
진짜 멀어요.
진짜 멀어요.
So 아주 is the word for very and quite, and you will see it often in written texts. But when you speak with people, you say
정말 or 진짜.
진짜. All right. And the next word is
별로.
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 Not really, not particularly.
별로.
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 Yeah. So far the words that we introduced, which are 아주, 정말, and
진짜,
진짜, and 조금,
조금?
Or 좀,
네.
Or 좀. These are words that are used with mostly positive sentences.
네.
Positive sentences. But this word, 별로, is usually used, well, almost always used with negative sentences.
네.
So, let's look at some examples.
좋아요.
So, how do you say, it's not so expensive?
별로 안 비싸요. 별로 안 비싸요.
별로 안 비싸요.
별로 안 비싸요.
So the sentence, it's not so expensive, is a negative sentence because it has the word not.
네.
And you're saying, it's not so expensive. 별로 안 비싸요.
별로 안 비싸요.
Can you say, without the 안, without the not part, can you say, 별로 비싸요?
No, it's weird. 이상해요.
Yeah, 이상해요.
네.
별로 비싸요 doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say,
별로 안 비싸요.
별로 안 비싸요.
별로 안 비싸요.
Yeah, 별로 means not really, not particularly. But unlike the words not really, not particularly, in Korean, you also have to have that 안, the negative sentence making part in other parts of the sentence other than 별로. So if you say 내 이름 별로, the other person that you're talking to will be able to guess that you're a sentence ending will be something of a negative meaning.
네.
You can't start a sentence like 이거 별로 and then end it with 좋아요.
No.
It doesn't work.
No. 정말 이상해요.
정말 이상해요.
네.
And how do you say it's not interesting?
재미없어요.
And how do you say it's not that interesting? It's not that particularly interesting.
별로 재미없어요.
별로 재미없어요.
별로 재미없어요.
It's not so interesting.
별로 재미없어요.
Yeah, here it works because 재미없어요 itself is a negative sentence.
네.
Right? And the next sentence we're looking at is it's not too bad.
별로 안 나빠요.
별로 안 나빠요.
별로 안 나빠요.
Yeah, but here it's a little bit of a cultural difference. When in English you say it's not too bad or it's not bad, it actually means it's good.
네.
좋아요.
네.
But in Korean, if you say 별로 안 나빠요, you're literally saying it's not too bad, but it actually means
나쁘다.
It's not the worst. Yeah, it's not the worst, but it's still bad.
Mm-hmm.
So don't translate the sentence literally and say to your Korean friend 별로 안 나빠요. It's not so bad or it's not bad. Even the sentence it's not bad in Korean 안 나빠요.
안 나빠요.
Means it's still bad.
네.
So okay, the last word we're introducing is
전혀.
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 Not at all.
전혀.
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 And if you say it quickly, 전혀.
전혀.
Yeah, the
h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h
how do you say, I am not busy at all?
전혀 안 바빠요.
Or how do you say, I am not busy?
안 바빠요.
안 바빠요.
안 바빠요.
And if you add that at all at the end?
전혀 안 바빠요.
전혀 안 바빠요.
전혀 안 바빠요.
And how about it's not hot at all?
전혀 안 더워요.
How about just it's not hot?
안 더워요.
And again?
전혀 안 더워요.
It's not hot at all.
전혀 안 더워요.
Yeah, again, let's go back to the topic of spoken Korean.
Mm-hmm.
In spoken Korean, the expression 전혀 is a little bit weird and a little bit not casual enough.
Mm-hmm.
So people say
하나도.
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 Yeah, 하나 means one.
네.
One thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or single. And 도 means
also.
Also or two.
네.
So 하나도 with a negative sentence, it means not even one.
네, 맞아요.
Not even one hot.
Mm-hmm.
So not even one busy. So it means not busy at all.
하나도 안 바빠요.
하나도 안 바빠요.
하나도 안 바빠요.
And?
하나도 안 더워요.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So that's it.
네.
Was it difficult?
하나도 안 어려워요.
하나도 안 어려웠어요?
네, 하나도 안 어려웠어요.
It wasn't difficult at all.
네.
Of course it's not because you're Korean.
Yes.
I was asking our listeners, everyone.
네.
어려웠어요?
어려웠어요?
I don't think so.
하나도 안 어려웠죠?
Was it fun?
재미있었어요?
Was it really fun?
진짜 재미있었어요?
Yeah, was it a lot of fun? 정말 재미있었어요? 진짜 재미있었어요?
진짜 재미있었죠?
Well, I kind of had fun.
별로
recording with you. 조금 재미있었어요.
조금 재미있었어요. 별로 재미없었어요, 저는.
Oh, you didn't have fun.
I had fun recording the lesson, but
what?
아니에요.
Okay, so I'm going to go and get ready to take a picture of you. And everyone, be ready to leave us comments.
공부 열심히 하세요, 여러분.
Yeah, study hard, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.